Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's the man Talkers Magazine says is one of the most important talk show hosts in America.
We tell you over and over again that you're wonderful and you just don't get it. What's wrong with you?
He's Jim Blasingame, our small business advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Kathy Perry back on the show. Kathy with a K, Perry with a P. She's one of the top social media experts in the galaxy. She's my social media expert. She's the co-author of Stepping Stones to Success, and she's our good friend. Kathy, welcome back.
Thanks, Jim. Happy to be here.
It's good to have you here. So I just had Keita on with a K. Now I've got Kathy with a K. So, Kathy, everybody knows that I am the Snapchat guru of the planet. I mean, everybody knows that. I mean, I'm all over Snapchat. They don't do anything at Snapchat without checking with me first. And so, but now you're putting Snapchat and TikTok together. What's going on there? What's that all about?
I'm actually saying that Snapchat is trying to go after the TikTok market.
Well, that's putting them together. I mean, they're because TikTok, TikTok has got to go, right?
Well,
TikTok,
figuring, hey,
TikTok, I should say.
We better do something.
That kind of exposed me there, didn't it? TikTok is what I'm trying to say.
Yes. So they acquired Voisey, Snapchat acquired Voisey.
Who is Voisey?
Voisey can make almost anyone sound like a professional musician.
Ah.
So they're doing, this whole thing about launching Spotlight, which is Snapchat's equivalent to TikTok music creation. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Spotlight is the new Snapchat version of TikTok, if you will.
Right. So,
really
so
crazy.
Snapchat is trying to now. TikTok is a China company, right?
Yes, it is.
And it's controversial, very controversial, isn't it?
Absolutely, but it is also very popular with the young people,
with the children.
So,
yeah, that's the reason I know so much about it.
And so Snapchat decided they better get into this. They better get into this market because obviously the young people like it.
Yeah.
And so actually what Snapchat is doing to entice people, to entice these young video creators, they're offering a bonus of $1 million a day through the end of December to video creators who will create the videos on their new Spotlight program. So for the most popular ones, they're monitoring engagement activity and things like that.
What's the demographic age? What is the sweet spot age for TikTok? 12? 15?
It probably is a range, but I would say it's probably that, that early teen until maybe 18, 19, in that range. Mm-hmm. And I'm not positive what they're called right at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
But it's definitely younger than the millennials.
I know this is going to really date me and make me sound like a Luddite, but I'm just thinking, we're wondering what's wrong with society. And I'm imagining people that I knew when they were 14, they were saying, these are people who live out in the country, and they were saying, is today the day that the library truck comes by? So you know what a library truck is, right?
You know what a library truck is, right?
That's the regional library would take a truck with books out into the county and stop off, and you could go in, and kids would go into the library truck and buy three or four books. I mean, not buy them, borrow three or four books. and come back, and they'd go back and they'd devour those books. They'd read those books. So now, instead of that, we have children making videos that mean nothing, have no, it's like eating cotton candy. There's no redeeming value to their life of any kind whatsoever. Am I wrong about that?
Okay.
So instead of reading a book, a classic, they're doing
this. This is like a short video on trying to become an influencer.
Yeah.
I just took a look here. Gen Z, iGen, and Centennials is what I guess that group is.
God help us, ladies and gentlemen. I know that makes me a grandpa boomer to say that, but I can't help it. God help us. This is where we are. So when somebody says, what's happening to society? This is what's happening. 22, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.